Construction for Seattle's new bike lane on 2nd Avenue begins today. The lane will separate cyclists from traffic and put in a bicycle-only stoplight. Just 1 week ago on 2nd Avenue, a truck hit a cyclist. The 31-year-old mother, Cher Kung, died at the scene. Safer bike lanes may help to protect cyclists, but some bike advocates say the laws should be tougher. The investigation is still underway with the driver that hit Cher Kung. John Duggan is an attorney specializing in bike law.
Hopefully they're going to charge the driver with the vulnerable user law, which was a new law that came in about 2 years ago.
And let's talk about that. As I understand it, it's a way to charge someone that's stricter than a mere citation, but not quite as harsh as a criminal prosecution?
That's correct, because a lot of these incidents don't rise to the level of a criminal. You know, there's no intent in almost all these situations, but it's certainly more than a traffic citation. So the vulnerable user law came into effect a couple years ago to provide some sort of a middle ground to, in essence, punish the offender, the driver here, that this is more than just a simple failure to yield, you know, on a turn. It provides a middle ground, so it gives the police and the prosecutors an additional charge.
And what happens if you're prosecuted successfully, if you are convicted of violating the vulnerable user law?
And that's part of it was to up the penalties. It raises the penalty to $5,000, $5,000 and a 90-day license suspension. And in lieu of the $5,000, the judge can impose a 100 hours of community service, some sort of defensive driving school. So it puts a bigger hammer, gives the judge a bigger hammer here.
Now, it's a relatively new law. Are cases being prosecuted using this law, the vulnerable user law?
Great question. That's the big problem. The law was passed 3 years ago, became effective in July 2012. And my experience over the last couple of years, it's almost never been used.
Why not?
Lack of awareness, lack of education.
Among the police officers?
Among the police and the prosecutors. After it was passed in July, I think, 2011. There was a one-year interim period. My understanding that 1 year was to be used to educate. And the people that really need to know about the law in the beginning are the police and the prosecutors, because they're the ones that are going to be charging it.
You say it should be used. It's tougher than just a citation. It's not as strong as a criminal prosecution. Of course, if it's the law, it should be used. But what impact do you think it would have if it is used more often?
Ideally, we would reach a situation where we would never have to use it. Most of these incidents occur because the driver never sees the bicycle. And it's just the way it is. No matter what we're wearing, where we are, they just don't see us. And that's a product of, it's a critical mass issue. There's only one cyclist. If there had been 10 cyclists going down 2nd Avenue when this occurred, it wouldn't have occurred because there's so many of us, the car driver would see us. Ultimately, what we hope is that it'll have some sort of deterrent effect. If I hit a cyclist, I'm going to get a $5,000 fine and 100 hours of community service and lose my license. That has a bigger impact on people. But the goal is that years from now, we won't have to use it because there's so many bikes on the road and they're not being hit. It's a critical mass issue.
I'm talking to John Duggan. He's a specialist in bike laws. You're arguing for enforcement of this law that's on the books that's not really being enforced that much, that would kind of increase the minimum penalties to a 6-month suspended license and a $5,000 fine. It's the vulnerable user law that you say is not being used that much. But how do we know that that would make drivers more attentive? In the very sad case of the bicyclist killed on 2nd Avenue, the driver was quoted as saying, "I just didn't see her in my blind spot." If you can't see someone, why is an extra penalty going to make you look more closely?
It comes down to education and awareness. And when you and I took driver's ed, there was no talk of bicycles. There was nothing on the driver's education test about bicycles. Now there is. There's a unit on bicycles. There's at least 1 to 4 questions on the driver's ed test dealing with bicycles and cyclists' rights and how they interact with traffic. Everybody that takes driver's ed now learns about bicycles and bicyclists' rights. So what that does is change your mindset that, oh, it's legal for them to be there. I now need to look for them. I need to become more aware of them.
I got to ask you, because every time we've talked to listeners about bike laws, inevitably someone will call and say, "I drive and I ride a bicycle." And bicyclists violate laws all the time. Why aren't there tougher penalties for bicyclists who are violating the laws?
And I hear that daily. The problem with that logic is car drivers violate laws all the time and don't ever get caught either. If you would stop at any four-way intersection out here with stop signs, there's very few cars that come to a complete stop. The difference is when the car violates the law, there's a good chance they're going to kill or hurt somebody. When a bicyclist violates the law, the chances that the only person usually going to get hurt is the cyclist himself. It's the bicycle is not a dangerous instrumentality. The car is. And I, again, going back to my own practice, I have about 100 bicycle versus car cases going right now. In almost every one of those, the car is 100% at fault. And the difference is the car weighs 4,000 pounds, and when they hit a bicycle, it causes problems.
You said we really have to have a change of culture, and certainly laws are part of changing culture. Is that the most important thing?
I think they have to work hand in hand, but in my opinion, I think it's more changing the culture. It's education and awareness amongst everybody that the bicycle, treating it more like a tool rather than a toy. It is a legitimate part of the transportation system, and until we realize that, we're not going to make huge progress.
That's attorney Jim Duggan, John Duggan. He's a bicycle, someone who specifies, specializes in bicycle law. There's going to be a memorial bike ride for Cher Kung today at 5 p.m. on 2nd Avenue, the site of her death last week. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.